wish to extend greetings to you all this morning in the precious name of Jesus. It's a blessing to be here with you. Really appreciated the boys' lessons, the things that they shared. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness again and your mercy. We thank you for all that you do for us. Lord, we thank you for your love to us, Father. Lord, we know that you see us, Father, as we are. Lord, and we just ask you to help us, Father, to be faithful to you. Forgive us where we fail you. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you would fill us with your Spirit, and that you'd give us wisdom, Father, as we open your words today. Help us, Lord, I pray, to apply them to our lives. Open our eyes and our hearts. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Verse 1, we'll begin. If I speak with the tongues of men and angels and do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoiceth in truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. And if there are gifts of prophecy, they shall be done away. If there are tongues, they shall cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. This verse here, the first chapter, first verse, it says, if I speak with the tongues of men and angels and do not have love, I become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Just all of those, these verses that we've read have a lot of good things in them. How we can act, how we can speak, how we can give, how we can do all these things right and still have nothing. You know, it, sometimes we read this and, you know, it's a little confusing. How can we have all these things going right and still be so wrong? Instead of a beautiful speaking with tongues and of angels, and just to sound like a noisy old gong or a cymbal, just abrupt and abrasive. And that's how God sees us. You know, he sees through what we're, our facade, and sees us as we really are. I just wanted to talk about this morning. You know, I thought about these, the boys' lesson, and being kind to your brothers and sisters. You know, a lot of times there's a saying, you know, that the more if you see someone beautiful, the more familiar you become with them, the more faults you see. And a lot of times someone that's not too pretty to look at, the more you're familiar you become with them, the more qualities you see in them. And that's that familiarity. You know, the another saying, you know, if you don't really know anyone until you travel with them. And what happens is when you travel with them, you begin to see them and you're with them all the time and you begin to become familiar with them. And a lot of times you start seeing the things that nobody else sees, because the more familiar we become with people, the more we begin to let our guard down. And that facade that we might have for with everybody else, the more familiar you become with someone, they begin to see who you really are. Because we let our guard down, we begin to relax, and nobody can really see, you know, and people begin to see who we really are. And that's the way it is with brothers and sisters. You know, we think we know our brothers and sisters. We're with them all the time. We see their faults. We see their mistakes. We see how they act. We know how they're going to respond to things because we're familiar with them. And so we have the right then, because they were familiar with them, just to let ourselves be ourselves. We can just be ugly. We can be mean because we're just being who we are around them, because that's who they are. And that's the problem. You see, all of that facade we put out with everybody else, that what we really are is who we are when we're with those that we're most familiar with. That's why it's most important in the families that our children can be kind to their siblings. Because it doesn't matter if you're not kind when no one else knows who you are, and you can just go out and love everybody, but then with those you're familiar with, you're mean, you're cruel, you're all these ugly things. That's who you really are. All the others just pretend. Being kind to your brothers and sisters, being kind to those who you're most familiar with. Some people, I know there's some people that think that if they're not who they are all the time, you know, there's a tendency here to be to think that we're being honest with ourselves and true with ourselves, and so we're just mean to people all the time because it's just who I am, you know. And it's easy for us to just fall into that we think that, well, I'm not going to pretend. I don't like someone. I'm not even going to act like I like them. And we think we're being dishonest by being kind. Well, kindness transcends all of that. That's where the love comes in. To be kind to those we're most familiar with, even though we might not like them very much. Even though they may not be that easy to get along with. Love is not being dishonest to be kind to them. You know, a lot of times we're familiar with our brothers and sisters, and we just get to where we don't like them. A lot of the reason of that is, as we've talked before, is the real reason of a lot of that is because we begin to see ourselves in them. We see our brothers and sisters, and we don't like the things they're doing because usually what they're doing is exactly what I am, and I don't like that. And so I lash out at them for being that way. Love is a choice that we make. Like I said, you know, we may think we're being phony, but love and kindness and goodness triumphs all of that. Trumps all of that. It goes past all of that. Because we're making a choice. You know, we think that, well, I'm just going to be myself. This is who I am. I'm just ugly inside. I'm just going to be the ugly everybody. And that way I'm not a hypocrite. That's the way we feel sometimes. The problem is that that's just showing us who we really are. And that kind of honesty to ourselves is not honesty at all. It's just showing that we don't love our neighbor and we don't love our brother. Because our honesty is more important than our loving our neighbor and our brother. So when it seeketh not its own, one of the things it says is, I'm looking out for my own. I got to be honest with myself. And so that's why I'm just going to be the way I am. On the other hand, you have the hypocrites. You know, there's people that can put on a face of being loving and kind. I mean, it's just all around us. You know, there's people that can put on this front of being kind and loving. And we look at it and we don't like it. And rightly so. It's not right. You know, and you can get pretty deep. You know, because a lot of them have trained themselves to live this way. And it's not even really a choice. There again, they're doing this out of obligation. And they're putting on this front, this show out of obligation. I said it before, years ago, I went to a Mennonite church for several years, and I even told them, I said, you know, there's just something not right. I just feel like one of these days I'm going to walk into church and everybody's going to reach up, rip this mask off, and there's just going to be, ah! And we're going to see the real you. They kind of got quiet when I said that, but I said that's the way it feels. And pretty soon you go, you do something, and something's just, and pretty soon they're having a vote and you're out, and there you see that mask comes peeled off. You know, we've seen it with people that have been here. I mean, you just see it, but there's always something. They just won't quite let go, let down this guard to just be who they are. Pretty soon the mask comes off and the ugly comes out. We've seen it. You know, loving your brother and your sister, it is something that if you build the foundation of you in your children to where they actually love their brothers and sisters, they don't need a school to teach them how to get along with other people. You know, the modern school system today, we homeschool our children, we try to teach them at home, and they say, oh, that's a new thing, that'll never work. The new thing is to gather up all the children, send them off to have somebody teach them. That's only been around 100 years or so. That's the new thing. And now you try to do it like they've done it for 7,000 years, and you're the oddball with the new thing. You want to teach your children how to get along in society and get along with other people, teach them how to be a brother or sister at home. And they'll know how to get along with everybody else in the world. Sometimes there's bad people. Sometimes there's bad brothers and sisters. Well, you learn. Yep. You learn to forgive. You learn to get right back up. That's the thing about love. It never fails, it says. And that's what one of the things I wanted to talk about this morning. You know, we get burned over and over and over again. We talk about love. When you love someone, you're opening yourself up to that person. You're opening yourself up to some hurt and some pain, because you're actually exposing yourself to another human being that can just reach in there and just tear you up if they want to. So the tendency is, I'm just going to pretend like I love. I'm not going to open my heart and myself up to anybody else, because every time I do, I get burned. And it hurts. But love sees past all of that. And they know that they get burned and they get hurt. And guess what? Love that never fails gets up and goes again. You know, we've tried to help people. Over and over and over again, you help people. And they wind up getting close to you and then just really doing everything they can to hurt you. So what's the tendency? I'm not going to help anybody anymore. Love, instead of closing in on themselves, protecting themselves, love says, I'm going to get up and do it again. Love doesn't build big scars on your heart where you can't let anybody in anymore. Love keeps on pressing on in whatever we do. Loving your brothers and sisters. You know, we teach that for families. But you know, Jesus said that the world will know you because of your love one for another. You know, a lot of people say love is, I'm going to watch out for you and make sure, keep an eye on you. And if you step out of line, bam, I'm going to knock you in the next week with my words and bring you back into place. That's not love. That's just looking for an opportunity to build yourself up. Love allows you to become familiar with your brothers and sisters. Allows you to see their faults and their weaknesses. And you learn to live with them. Love is love sees people where they are. And you're willing to let yourself get bruised up a little bit and beat up a little bit. You're willing to open yourself to your brothers and sisters. And they're not writing it all down so they can use it against you one of these days. You can't show anybody anything to change their minds. I don't know how many times, you know, we've tried to straighten somebody out. You can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make them drink. You can show them, but until they get to the place where they're ready to change themselves, you can have been a friend and stand by them until they get to that place. Love is being kind, being familiar. You know, whenever you're tired and grouchy and you've been, and the tendency is for you to be, just let yourself be who you are, be nice. Just to let yourself be who you are and just let it all down. Love steps in and says, no, I'm not going to do that. they're tired too. You know, like I said, we've been traveling and you're tired and everybody's kind of getting a little touchy. Love just presses through all of that. And we're not being fake by being kind. You're not being fake by being nice. It's letting something else prevail a little more. Letting ourselves be burned. After we're burned, we get up and go again. You know, everything in this life, you know, if you read the Bible, if you see life, anything that's worth fighting for is worth fighting for. If you're wanting something that's good and holy and right, you're going to be in for a fight. The fight of your life. You know, we have a few setbacks and we get burned a few times and we're just ready to give up. Do we love what we're seeking after? Or are we seeking after just having a comfortable way? Are we just trying to have this superficial, make it nice for myself while I'm here? You know, whenever we talk about the cross, you deny yourself. You lay your life down. Why? Because there's a pearl of great price we're trying to reach for. And we're willing to sell or lose everything we have to get a hold of that pearl of great price. If we want godliness in this evil world, you're going to have to fight for it. Fight like you've never fought for anything you've ever fought for. Because it's worth fighting for. It's worth losing for. It's worth over and over and over again being wronged, being deceived, being tricked, being burned, being hurt, losing friends. Losing family. Jesus said, if anyone come after me is not willing to lose all of that, it's not worthy of following me anyway. Why is that? Because we're still hanging on to the things we want to keep on to. To lose your life. We're in a battle. We're in a war. And it's worth fighting for. You know, there's a lot of people may not like Mr. Trump. But you know, I've never seen a man that has been attacked more. You know, and it's not a political thing. This is a character thing. To be attacked, to lose, to be taken. They said he's lost almost $1 billion just doing what he's doing. Because he believes in it. And they attack him every day. They've tried to put him in jail. They've been in courts, just investigated. You know, and I just looked at that and I thought, man, I get beat up just a little bit and I'm ready to throw the towel in. But he believes in something and he's standing for it no matter what it cost him. And we see that throughout history, men who have stood for things like that. Just right. And it's cost them everything they had. And then they're able to pass it on to the next generation. Things that are valuable and worth fighting for are valuable and worth fighting for. So don't give up. There was a man that used to tell the boys that asked him, when do you, what is it? I can't think of it. Mr. Kerr, what did he say? Oh, yeah. If you quit, you lose. And he would ask the boys, if you quit, what? If you quit, you lose. If you quit,
lose.
If you quit,
lose.
If you quit,
you lose.
How do you lose? You quit. Winston Churchill, fighting for principles that he believed in, said never, 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 never give up. Love will endure forever. And if we let that love drive us, it will overcome all of the things that will pass away. But love is a risky business. Like I said, we have to open ourselves up to be hurt. We have to open ourselves up for people to take advantage of us. We have to open ourselves up. But you know what? Jesus did that very thing. And guess what they did to him? They crucified him. But he rose again. And that's our hope. Love endures all things. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. Does not brag and is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. We will teach our children to love their brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, if you will learn to love your brother and sister, when you get a little older and you're a part of the church and you still have brothers and sisters, you'll know how to treat them. There's a little song that Lester Roloff, how's the chorus of that song start? I'm just at a loss. Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. We didn't come here to play. So run if you want to, run if you will. I came here to stay. That thought, that idea, if we have that in our mind and in our heart, it goes right along with never giving up. We're in a war. And if we want that pearl of great price, we've got to give ourselves to it. The things that we seem valuable, they're usually easy came by, easy come by. But the things that really last, the things that endure, are the things we have to work for. May the Lord add his blessings. Anyone else? Anyone have anything you'd like to share? Praise the Lord.
For the boys' lesson next week, share something about being faithful and enduring to the end.
Okay. Anyone else?
appreciate the message. There's just a lot of success for hanging in there. So for years, you may have a lot of things.
Right. All right. Well, Lord willing, we'll meet back here at 6 o'clock this evening.
We have singing at Mount Vernon in Lakoba, 2:30 at Mount Vernon.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless y'all. Part peace.
Thank you.